history interview with Ms. Hester Smith.
At the end of the first tape, Ms. Smith, we were talking of, I asked you a question about the transition from school teacher to businesswoman. When you first left teaching, did you have a main, did you come home to have Carol Jean? Did you have Carol Jean as soon as you left teaching?
No.
How long were you in business before you had Carol Jean?
I'm going to say it was about a year.
When you first started, did you go with Mr. Smith to call on the schools, or did you work here sorting things out at the house?
I did the ordering and getting everything ready to go.
Kind of like you did the whole time.
Right. And if there was things to be mailed, I mailed them to the schools.
When you first left teaching, did you regret it?
Well, I missed it, but I didn't regret it because I knew there was no hopes of having a family like it was.
And that was very, very important to you having a family.
Right.
We said, okay, you said that the very first business you owned was when you would call on the schools and sell them pencils and paper. And what evolved from that? How long did y'all stay in that type of business?
Well, it just slowly increased. We just added to it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
More supplies and things, balls, bats, things like that. Playground equipment.
Went in the sporting goods.
Right.
Okay. We said that the business was here. It's
right.
Always been here.
It's always been here.
At first, it started in the living room?
Well, I don't know about what we did in the living room. The girls keep saying that.
But it was out of this house.
Yes.
Did many families own a business like y'all did? Like how you started it and stuff? Are you one of the first to really try to do that?
As far as I knew, we were one of the first.
Was it common for women to be in business?
Well, not too many of them were. But unless a person had a lot of money, they almost had to be.
Right. You said that your role in the business, Mr. Smith would go and call on the schools and you would handle the filing, the paperwork.
Right.
Getting everything ready to go. I guess this kind of goes with the teaching too. When you started the business, did it cause any problems working with Mr. Smith? Or was it still, you still got along like you did when he was when you were the teacher?
It was fine.
Good.
He was boss.
Did you stay in the home? Did you stay behind to do the balancing and the mailing and the ordering so you could be close to home to have Carol Jean? Was that one of the reasons? Or did just...
No, that's just the way the business went. That's the only way you could do the business.
So, do you think more people would have paid attention to Mr. Smith rather than you if you were calling on the schools?
Well, women weren't doing much of that thing.
Right. It was mostly men.
Men.
Women were kind of behind the scenes.
Right. It wasn't exactly like in teaching, see. Women were just as far ahead as the men in the teaching profession.
But business.
But in business otherwise, it was a little different.
So it was just kind of, when you started the business, y'all knew it was going to be like
that. Right.
Okay. Hmm. how did you balance between the business and having the children? Was it difficult?
No, I wouldn't say it was.
But does it make it easier that it was out of here, that the business was being run?
Well, it's the only way we could have had. It had to be run out of here.
There wasn't any money to buy a place to,
no,
to run it out of.
Mm-mm.
Now, you said when you were old enough to work and work in the 5 or 6, when you worked in the fields, was that the same case with Carol, Jenny, Claudette? Did they help around here as early as they could, or?
Well, they'd do what you asked them to do, sure.
But you didn't really expect it of them?
No.
I guess, do you feel like you taught some of the same principles that your parents taught to you, to Carol, Jenny, and Claudette, as far as working, or did you kind of let them fill out how they wanted to do
it? No, I taught them always to do their part.
Okay. Was it fairly common for women to be working and having children at the same time?
Well, yes, that was the way of life. Because people out on the farm, that's the way they did.
Mm-hmm.
They had a family, but they kept right on working.
Kept right on trucking.
Mm-hmm.
What about, say, women teachers? Were there many of the women teachers that had a family too? Because I know you said you got out of it because you needed the extra money to have the family.
That I can't answer too well, but I'd say that they didn't. You just couldn't, unless you made a big salary, you just couldn't have a family.
Just wasn't enough money?
No. It was kind of depression time.
How did the depression affect you and Mr. Smith? Just about the same as it did all the other families?
Yeah.
When you first started, was the business making the money that you thought it was going to make?
Yes, it made as much as I thought it was
going to make. You had hoped for?
Right.
I know Claudette was telling me earlier about when you were paid, or you weren't getting paid enough, that all y'all could eat, you and Smith could eat, was tomato soup.
Yeah, we ate tomato soup a lot of times. That'd be our meal. We never thought anything about that.
And it's just commonplace?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Was that when you were teaching, or was that during the business too?
Both times.
Okay. Did you still, I know you said that you worked at a post office.
Yes.
That was when you were teaching? Or
yes. It was during the summer.
Uh-huh.
The summer. I just went down, found out they were going to give an examination for the work. I went down, took it, passed it, made a good grade, was given the job, but he didn't want me to work.
Oh, you didn't?
I worked for summer, but that's all.
Well, just one summer?
Uh-huh.
That was when you were teaching?
Yes.
It was?
Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Did you?
Yeah.
So that was kind of an extra income?
Yes.
Now, would Mr. Smith, was he 12 months employee as a principal, or what would he do in the summer? Would he
You weren't 12 months employed. You just get out. Well, sometimes he went out and bought old cows and things like that and sell them. And
with something for a little extra money. That's good. You enjoyed the post, so you felt like you needed that extra money, so that's why you went to the post. Did you do anything else besides working at the post office or anything like that?
I don't remember anything else I did.
You said you taught. Did you teach some summer school? You ever teach in the summer?
No.
Didn't? Now, was the school year from September to May?
Yes.
Okay, it's basically the same.
Basically.
Got 3 months off.
Right.
And,